So I'm joined by Inspector Richard Price to talk about this year's drink drive campaign, the Christmas drink drive campaign. Obviously, Richard, we deal with drink driving throughout the year, but Christmas, a particular time where we look at this issue.
Yeah, that's right. We like to heighten the media's attention to what's going on out there on our roads, but you're quite correct. We do enforce drink driving and drug driving 24/7, 365 days of the year.
So at this time of year, obviously many people on the roads going out at night, and particularly, of course, the morning after driving when they may still be over the limits. Do you think this is a problem which people are waking up to now? Are we seeing less drink drivers across the region?
Certainly the morning after the night before is becoming quite prevalent, and it is important that people understand that they need to leave a good period of time from the moment that they had their last drink to when they are going to get behind the wheel. And that period of time can be quite dependent on the size of the individual, the metabolism, what's been eaten, and so on and so forth. So it's not a simple case of just saying you need to leave X period of time, but it's about people being sensible and practically making alternative arrangements for travel.
And in terms of people, taking a risk at this time of year, is it worth the risk? Can people think to themselves, well, I might not see a police officer, I might not get caught, it's worth me having a try, maybe having a one or two drinks and then driving home?
No, it certainly isn't worth taking a risk. That risk could cost you your life, or it could cost somebody else their life. It's about making reasonable, practical decisions about what you're going to do, being sensible. If you're going out with a group, then identify somebody in that group who is going to be a designated driver that night, who doesn't drink any alcohol. And then perhaps another night when you go out in that same group, somebody else can take on that role. As I said, it's about making reasonable, practical, sensible decisions about what you're going to do.
And in the past, it's been suggested that men under the age of 25 are our main risk here in Devon and Cornwall. Looking at last year's results and throughout the year, what's your thoughts now around who are that main risk group for being involved in drink driving?
Certainly the under 25s do present an area of concern. Historically, it was always male sort of over around about the age of 40, 45. But over the last 10, 12 years or so, we have seen increasing numbers of youngsters being detected drinking and driving, and also being affected by drugs. So it is an area that we do focus on. We make sure that the messages get out there, as we have done by doing interviews with the media. But youngsters out there need to be very, very cautious, need to be sensible in what they do.
So obviously we're hoping that we'll see a reduction this year in the number of people doing driving up to Christmas, but certainly if you are involved in any kind of traffic-related incident, the chances are that you may well be tested, also given a sobriety test for drug driving.
Yeah, that's right. In 2012 and 2013, in both years, we saw around 12% of our detections proving positive. The numbers of tests we do fluctuate, but it's for the last couple of years been around about that 12%. I'd very much like to see us doing many, many more tests and seeing fewer and fewer people being detected. I hope each year that is the case, but unfortunately it doesn't always turn out to be the case. So we've still got to press the message, we've still got to make sure that people are hearing and understand what the consequences are if they do get behind the wheel when they're under the influence of drink or drugs.
Inspector Price, thanks very much.